ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamik wa salifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضع
Brothers and sisters, this part of the Divine Kumail supplication was under discussion. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi. O Allah, O my Master, O my Lord. Aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik. Can you be seen tormenting me with fire after I have professed to your unity and oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik. And after your cognition, my heart has embraced. وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكَ. And the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned. وَاعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِي مِنْ حُبِّكَ. And the love of you to which my mind has clung. وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اعْتِرَافِي وَدُعَائِي خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَّتِكَ. And after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble before your lordship. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that the Almighty Allah, as being known by the prophets, by the imams, by the pious ones and the repentant servants, will not torment such a person with his fire. After the awareness of the servant about these facts, about Almighty Allah's mercy. Now, let us discuss the first concept about this excerpt of the Kumail supplication, which is oneness and unity. So, in the first part, the supplicant says, "Aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik." Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? The human beings have all known the holy essence of Allah and His divine attributes from the Holy Quran, from the traditions, from pondering in the creation of the world and its beings, which practically and mentally teach us that there is one creator and there cannot be another creator other than Him. He is infinite and He is truly the absolute cause. And in this part of the supplication, the supplicant is testifying to Allah's oneness verbally and also wholeheartedly. The supplicant is denying the living idols. And such a person is called the one who believes in monotheism, the one who is muwahhid or monotheist. The divine religions of all great prophets were based on the same oneness and this monotheism, about the Almighty Allah. They have all invited people to confirm that there is only one Allah that you need to believe in. And as the Holy Quran implies, the prophets invited the people to practical monotheism, which is denying earthly deities.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection. Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication about monotheism. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik. My Master, my Allah, my Lord, can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have believed in your oneness and monotheism? We said that monotheism is the base of all invitations of the prophets and imams to religion. But the theoretical concept of monotheism is also important in purifying the minds of all the nations from disbelief. For example, the disbelievers who have considered other deities beside Allah, they are addressed. Those who believe in the sources of goodness and badness separately, those who believe in materialization of Allah and other things, those who believe in the gods, those who have considered Allah as compounds, such as Christians, and also the followers of Mujassima, who have personified Allah, the most ignorant of which are the followers of Wahhabiyya. They are all dealt with. In the practical aspect of monotheism, worshipping the one Allah and avoiding the obedience of things other than Him are stressed. Worshipping the one Allah results from a true mind and complete knowledge of Allah, and polytheism is a consequence of mental polytheism and wrong belief. In fact, avoidance of worshipping beings other than Allah is avoidance of cheap opinions that cause this kind of worship. And it is practically impossible to live in such a world, to live among the blessings of the Almighty Allah, our surroundings replete with the signs of the Almighty Allah. The Holy Quran says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. It seems impossible to believe in other than the Almighty Allah. Of course, except for the ones who are in adversity with religion and Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.